today, update on the Bubba Wallace. I'm sure everybody heard yesterday. Somebody in his team found a noose in the stall where his car was to be for, I think they were in Talladega, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Talladega. Big, big news. I mean, I got goosebumps watching the video yesterday morning where the entire, all the teams and their crew pushed his car out to the starting point, and it was this big, big, like, show of unity, and instead of, like, dividing everybody in NASCAR, it seemed like it brought them together even stronger, galvanized them, and it was a big, big, big deal. So the FBI was called in, the Department of Justice, FBI. There was an investigation, and they found that it was it had been there since 2019.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a noose. It was actually one of the pull-down ropes for the garage door.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Which, here's the thing I don't understand about that.
Yeah.
They're all race car drivers. They're all in the business.
Right.
Mechanics, whatever. They've seen these things before.
Right.
How did they not know that wasn't what that was?
Because it wasn't them. It wasn't Bubba Wallace's team that did it.
Yeah, but anybody who looks at it goes, no, that's a handle I know. That you pull the
that's
door
why,
down.
That's why it makes me think it was something bigger. It was
like a conspiracy?
It's hard to say. I don't want to point fingers, you know, but I don't think it was a race issue at all. I think it was a marketing type of deal, if it was a conspiracy.
And
because think about it.
I don't
think about it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's what happened, but what I'm looking at, you know, from the outside looking in, like, there's no reason for Bubba Wallace to do it. There's no reason for his team to do it. But NASCAR, you know, if they just outlaw the rebel flag, yeah, if they're going to try to bring their fans, you know, in closer, more intimately, and, like, have them understand why they outlawed the rebel flag, maybe doing something like that would, like, you know, make the people that were like, you know, oh, man, I can't believe they did the rebel flag like that. And then they go, oh, my God, somebody put a noose in Bubba's. Oh, well, that's just BS, man. Yeah, take that rebel flag and burn it, bitch.
I don't think that's going to work.
I don't know.
I think those people who really want the Confederate flag is not going to change their minds at all. I just still don't understand. And I know, you know, that nobody placed it there. It was just there.
Right.
And somebody saw it,
it
and freaked
just
out
been,
about it.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, I don't think, like I said, I don't think Bubba Wallace had anything to do with
no.
this.
He didn't even know
but
it was there. Yeah.
He did go on TV the other day and talk about it. And it's like, but it's a pull-down for the door.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like sometimes
he never
that
saw it, so he didn't know it was a pull-down. He never saw it.
Never saw
no.
Who saw it?
One of his team members. That's what they said.
How did he not look at that and go, oh, that's a thing you pull the door
well,
down?
Well, the other thing, if it's not a conspiracy, then his team member was just hypersensitive at the time, saw it, and
wouldn't
just
that make
freaked out.
If that guy that saw it said, oh, my God, that's a noose.
Right.
Isn't that guy kind of racist if that's what his brain went to?
Either that or just stupid, you know? But like I said, he could have just been hypersensitive. He could have been like...
But we're moving from hypersensitivity with this stuff to flat-out psychosis. I mean, this is...
I have no idea.
That is insane that this progressed as far as it did. I mean, it's so
yeah.
freaking obvious. And especially if you work in that business.
Right.
Like I said, if you race cars, if you're a mechanic,
yeah.
if you're on a team, like, you know what that is.
Yeah.
And they just... pled ignorant, you know, and no, probably maybe nobody wanted to say anything because they didn't want to be like, oh, that's the thing you pull. Oh, what? No, it's not. And then that guy gets attacked.
Yeah.
I mean,
like if somebody
like,
was doing
crazy,
it,
man.
If somebody was doing it as a like a publicity ploy, it backfired badly. You know what I mean? So there's always a risk of that happening.
Like you're not going to get away with that. Like if you fake something like that, like there's no way that's not going to get investigated.
I'm
going to
say, but there's a chance it wasn't fake. There's a chance that they just... The guy was just, like I said, he was just like, oh, my God, a noose. And then probably a little while later figured it out and was like, oh, crap, it's already all over the news now.
I still, though, like I said, if you're in that business, you know what that thing is.
You would think.
It's unacceptable to not know what that. I mean, like, you see that all the time.
Well, you use it to pull the door down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
You know what it is, and it just, I don't know. It's just weird timing, and sometimes you just feel like, they just want these things to
I
be
think
true.
if it was like, a setup or something, that's going to come out too eventually, probably. So figure it out. It was really weird because I saw this, like, Jussie Smollett was, like, trending yesterday. I'm like, is he back in the news? What's going on? But it was people were, you know, comparing that situation to that, which I thought was a little premature. You know, let's get some investigation going. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I said,
I don't know either.
You can't really point fingers if you don't know who was responsible or if it was just a dumb guy. I don't know
how you can be that dumb. It seems to be.
Have you heard some of our callers?
Yeah. I have, but I don't know. It just seems like there's an agenda.
It seems like it. Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe not.
I got an uneasy feeling about it. Either way, I'm glad.
My spider sense tingled when I heard it. I go,
a lot of people.
I told you last night, and you were like, well, let's wait to talk about
said,
it.
I know. Definitely. Yeah, you don't want to say anything.
But I went, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just a little dubious of these things whenever they come out like
that. Well, a lot of people were. A lot of people were, obviously. But because it just seemed really, really outlandish. Well, the thing is, too, it's like the public don't have access to the garage. It's just... Yeah. I guess there's some essential employees that aren't part of the race team that can be in there. But what essential employee is going to take that opportunity? You know, the guy that's like delivering the drinks is like, this is my chance to put a noose in there. Like, that just seemed so crazy. Like, so crazy. It wasn't like they found it in some big public area.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Well, like I said, there'll be a lot more that comes out probably.
Nothing will come out. This is it. Okay. It's dry. I guarantee you they won't mention it ever again.
Well, I'm satisfied with it. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, Johnny, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I was just wanted to very much agree with Will. He's right on point. And it didn't – all these race drivers, nobody saw it. It took the FBI to figure out it was a garage door pull. I mean, and like Will said, it's been there forever.
Oh, yeah. But they said there's video from 2019. That's how they figured it out. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is weird, dude. It's weird. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Now it's just a blame game. Like, why and how did that happen? It's like nobody, we don't know. I don't know. Johnny B. Show. Hey, what's up? You on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, who this?
Wyatt.
Oh, hey, Wyatt. What's going on, dude?
Nothing.
Cool, man.
Johnny
B. Show, who's this?
What's up, Johnny? How are you doing, Will?
Hey.
What's going on? Who's this?
Who this is? This is Cherokee, man.
I know. What's going on?
Hey, I am flattered that I'm on your Mount Rushmore.
Well, not now. Now I'm taking you down since you said that.
Oh,
well,
man.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, dude.
But I'm going to take exception to being called a drunk. I am a functioning alcoholic.
Okay, my mistake.
Yeah,
you're right.
Unbelievable,
dude.
You
have a job and stuff. You're right.
He's right. I was married to one of those.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for 8 hours a day, she was perfectly normal. The other 16 hours a day, real piece of crap. Is that what you are?
Well, hey. No, not at all. I mean,
sounds like
I've never been to jail. I've never
I'm just
had
kidding.
DUI.
She wasn't a piece of crap
Thank
either.
God
I was just kidding.
For over 20 years.
What? Oh, yeah. All right, man. Well, do you have some profound statement that's going to improve the quality of our show?
I do. Statement on the NASCAR thing.
Okay.
I fortunately was here at home to watch the beginning of the race, and I do believe it was somehow set up through NASCAR because the announcers were saying that the noose was hanging above Bubba Wallace's car and they just went over and above to make it.
Yeah, I don't think it was hanging above it was hanging above the garage, like the opening, because
it was hanging on the door. Yeah,
the pull down.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the video showed.
Exactly. But and like you guys were alluding to, there's nobody that's been in a garage that's not going to look at that and go, that's a noose. No, it's not a noose.
It's very weird. It just seemed like if it was planned, they did a horrible job of it. It's like Epstein's murder, you know?
Well, but I think that they came
gross.
Full circle with it because they were showing how NASCAR was coming together in solidarity,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
with everybody pushing the car out and we're not going to stand for this,
no.
which wasn't anything to stand for.
He's
whatsoever.
Doing that thing where he's repeating what I said. Well,
right. But right after they had to do that was right after taking away the rebel flag. I mean, it's the only thing they could do to try to pull in more.
It's like almost verbatim. Will you take this guy off the goddamn Mount Rushmore real fast?
You sure?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, man.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Sarah.
Oh, what's up, Sarah?
My two favorite puppies with mask, you.
Oh, Cheryl.
No. Hey,
what?
Did you guys see this video, the original remix of You About to Lose Your Job?
Nope.
Oh, man, you gotta watch this.
Right,
that girl, that would be like DMX's sister, for real. But it's not her because I think it was in South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then what happened?
No, check it out. Google it.
How do you?
You're about to lose your job.
Should I go to your Facebook page?
Yeah.
Do you have it posted on your Facebook page?
I actually have seen it, Cheryl. I know what you're talking about.
Have you seen it?
I want to see the
video.
Hey, DMX is going to be calling.
Thank God. Wait around out of Tuesday.
DMX just replaced Cherokee on the...
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell us, Cheryl. You have no power here.
I want my damn Mount Rushmore to be diverse anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Done.
You can't do Cherokee instead of DMX.
No, Cherokee's gone. DMX is on to Mount Rushmore, baby.
Pay attention.
Oh, he'll be calling in a little bit.
Thank God.
Fantastic. He found us. Yeah, you can trash me with him. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm going to.
I know you will.
I'm going to make him describe you sexually inside and out.
Yeah. Cheryl, why are you so ornery lately?
I know, man. Something wrong with her.
Because y'all are like puppets. You're not like, no, you're wrong.
What are you talking about?
They did a tweet. They did a tweet with you on the morning.
Yo, yeah?
Oh, yeah? What?
Johnny B. Yeah. They're going to say, whose tweet is it?
Was it a good tweet?
No, I should have put a mask from the very beginning.
Wear
a mask. And they were like, well, who's got some ugly mouth or something that would say something like that? And it was your tweet, Johnny B.
Oh, well, no, them crapping on me is like what they do.
No, they didn't really crap on you. It wasn't you specifically. I don't even think anybody picked you. I don't know if they
did. I don't know. I don't know.
No, somebody did.
Somebody picked me. One person did. For that one.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings.
Well, it's nice that they're talking about me on the morning show. You know, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Why are you always trying to start stuff, Cheryl?
Because she has no
life. I know, right?
All she does is listen to every show and then try to start stuff between programs.
Start crap.
Because you got to get your head out of the sand and know what's going on.
I have a life, Cheryl. I was doing things today. I was productive and busy.
You didn't let me finish what's going to happen with that fight.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
They're going to pay off you.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hello.
Let's take a break, Will. I can't do this anymore.
Thank you.
God.